Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now, here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today? Spirituality and religion. Are they different? Before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. Spiritual living and true spiritual understanding include every aspect of physical plane expression, and not simply the religious or the philosophic modes of thought. Once again, that's by Alice Bailey. I often mention that the Lucis Trust is not a religion. And if it isn't, could you explain why it works, why its work is spiritual?
Well, we often talk about God. We often talk about the divine on these programs. Alice Bailey's books concern the spiritual path, which is a path that leads to the source that many people call God, the absolute, the one, and yet we say that we're not a religion. What we mean is that we're not proponents of any particular or specific path of religious practice and doctrine. For example, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, Shintoism. We don't really align ourselves with any of those paths, but we know that many people who study the books of Alice Bailey may very well feel most comfortable in a particular system of religious traditions, and that's fine. But we want to distinguish, because religion has to do with doctrine and practice, usually for the purpose of an approach to God, and usually viewing God as transcendent or apart from his creation. As Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, having pervaded the entire universe with a fragment of myself, yet I remain. That is God transcendent, whereas spirituality seeks the divine in the world, in daily life, in life on earth.
Right, and we have to realize too that just about, as it says in the Bailey teachings, everything in the physical world, the manifested world, has a spiritual counterpart to it, and behind it, working out through this physical world and everything in the world is some degree of spirit at work. And I think that's, as it says in somewhere in one of the books, God can be known by his works, and we are part of his works, and that's how we can see God in the world. So, I mean, that's the spirituality kind of transcends the religious doctrines. And you can understand God in a much different way by just studying man as a spiritual being and not necessarily related to any scriptures.
And yet I think most people who study the ageless wisdom do have an appreciation, a deep appreciation for the religions of the world. They are probably less likely to affiliate themselves with only one particular religious tradition. And I think that may be because, to my mind at least, religion is closely linked to culture, to history, to culture, to experience of a particular people. I think the Quran, in fact, said that religion is always linked to a particular culture and speaks to a people in its own language, in their own language. So with that understanding, it would be natural that there would be many different religions. Natural, right, and necessary. Whereas, like you say, spirituality kind of transcends and unites them. The weakness being that some people approach it in such an amorphous way that it doesn't really stand for much of anything.
Right. It's it's useful to realize that spirituality doesn't necessarily have to do with religion, any religion, I think, or any religious teachings, because it's possible to. I think it is possible to approach it in a very secular way about the God and His creation. Mm-hmm. And one can see God, as I said earlier, by His works, by the creation of His world, and God working through every human being or every animal or every plant or every mineral. There is a God quality there that is working out through all of these aspects in the physical world.
What you're saying reminds me of a funny story about the Dalai Lama. He said he had lunch one time with Václav Havel, the Czech playwright and the former president of the Czech Republic. And throughout the lunch, Václav Havel smoked cigars and drank beer, and they had a wonderful time talking with each other. And the Dalai Lama described all this, the cigars and the beer, and then he said, "But you know, he's very spiritual." And he's right. I don't know that we would find Václav Havel in church. We might. I don't know. I wouldn't presume to speculate. But he was spiritual, and the Dalai Lama was right, because he's so concerned with humanity and so dedicated to human rights and to the establishing of right human relationships based on the dignity of the individual. And that's spiritual, if anything is.
Right, and it's emphasized in the Bailey teachings that spiritual really has to do with relationship. It relates man to man and man to God, and which demonstrates in a better world. And spirituality is essentially the establishing of right human relations and the promotion of goodwill and the establishing of a true peace on earth. These are spiritual activities. These are spiritual ways of relating to God, because especially when you think of spirituality being right relationship, because that is kind of the key to building the world of peace, is building right relationships. And where you have relationships, the right kind of relationships, then you have the energy, the capacity for the energy of love to flow, the energy of God.
I suppose, too, that focusing on establishing right relationships is one little step toward the essence of religion, which is, I think, from the Latin religare, which means to bind back, to return the human being to his source, which is deity, God, the absolute, the one. And so religion is, by its very nature, a means of establishing relationship between the individual and his creator. And we can't think about having a relationship with our creator without recognizing that every other human being, and in fact every living thing, has the same relationship with the one source, the one creator of it all.
And it's also building that relationship to one's own inner self, the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a deeply spiritual forward movement, because it leads to the expansion of one's consciousness. And where there is an expansion of consciousness, then you have a spiritual movement. You have an activity of the spirit, in other words, working out.
I've never been able to understand what productive purpose is served by the emphasis of some religions on sin and inadequacy and the evilness of the human being until he does a 180-degree turn and goes back to God. I know that we have to do a 180-degree turn in our lives in the sense of turning away from the incessant, unrelenting focus on the material plane, because we don't find God in form unless that form is imbued with the vitality of spirit. Forms are shells, empty shells, without the spiritual livingness that created them for a purpose. But constantly affirming to people that they're sinners, to me, seems terribly unproductive. And yet a lot of religions, not all, spend their time with that focus of convincing us that we're so unworthy.
You know, don't you think that's a way of kind of inducing a kind of fear in people?
Scaring us back into the fold?
Yeah.
Maybe some, and it works with some people.
Holding the flock together out of fear.
Yeah. And maybe some people are bad enough that they do need the daylight scared out of them to get them to change.
Yeah.
It could be.
Sinners from the day we're born, actually, with original sin. As soon as we appear on earth, we're sinners, according to some philosophy.
I know. when you look at a newborn infant, I find it hard to believe that's a newborn sinner. But
yeah, it's an enigma to me.
Yeah.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. And our topic for today, spirituality and religion, are they different? We have a special offer from Luce's Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. I especially like the book because when I first began reading the books of Alice Bailey, this was a wonderful book to start with because it has an abridged version of all the Alice Bailey topics. And then later on, after you decide which topics you are most interested, you can make a list of priorities and go back to the larger books and explore the topics in depth. Ponder on This includes an extract on spirituality, or several extracts on spirituality, so you'll be able to take a look at today's topic with more depth. It's available for $19. The special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling, so what you need to do if you'd like to take advantage of this offer is send a check or money order. $19. Request the book, Ponder on This. Mention that you heard about it on Inner Sight. So check our money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. We appreciate your donations, both large and small, and they are tax-deductible. Those donations, well, that's what keeps us on the air. That's what enables us to continue doing these radio shows. So if you'd like to continue making donations, they certainly do help. Send your donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. We have a toll-free telephone number, and if you'd like to order other Alice Bailey books, there are 24 altogether, you can give us a call at 1-866-695-8247, and you can dial that number even if you just want a general package of information about Lucis Trust, and you'll find that a lot of information from that general package of information. Once again, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS. All of our Insight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website also, so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. I don't mean to be facetious with this next comment, but in the opening thought for today, what we're saying is that what the Alice Bailey thought has to do with is that spiritual living can be found, includes every aspect of the physical plane, and it's expressed, spiritual living is expressed in the physical plane, every aspect of it. Well, what about something like a rock? How would spiritual living be expressed in a rock?
Well, the mineral kingdom, in fact, is really an inspiration. I know a little bit wherever I speak because many years ago I studied a little bit about gemology. And if you go to the gem exhibit at the Museum of Natural History, you're just stupefied by the gloriousness of the full range of rocks and crystals. Mm-hmm. If you study a crystal, you see the intricate order and the power that went into the formation of that rock. And to me, it's quite an inspiration. Not everybody might see it that way, but I think this is one of the wonders of the modern era, that science is now able to explore so much of the outer realm of our planet, the rocks, the flora and fauna, as well as the farther and farther reaches of outer space. And on the other polarity, the intricate life of the cell. And what science is revealing to us is the tremendous intricacy of the pattern and the plan that is revealed through all of these stages of life. I think we can't really understand spirituality without seeing it encompassing both religion and science as two poles. What do you think?
Yes, it because religion originally set out to act as a way of building that relationship to God, and it's kind of gone away from that theme, I think, in many religions, and they get so caught up in the scriptures and in the just the outer form of the religious practice.
Mm-hmm.
But also science is revealing the inner spiritual nature of that is at work within the forms, whether it be a rock or just
the Human Genome Project,
yeah,
DNA.
And I was thinking, just when you were talking about rocks, I mean, a few years ago we had this big craze about pet rocks. I mean, people were adopting rocks, you know. And
I remember that.
And they were selling pet rocks. So, yeah. But so that's kind of an appreciation of rock and the mineral kingdom. But there is this awakening that happens through the activities of science, and that's all part of the spiritual awakening, because we're extending our consciousness both inward and downward, let's say, through the mineral, through the cell, through the consciousness of the atom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other way out into outer space and through into the universe. So we're extending our consciousness in all of these directions, and that is a huge expansion, and that is hugely spiritual in nature.
I think this is going to be more and more of the impulse of the coming cycle. I'm thinking ahead of probably 2,000 years, because the seventh ray, which is the ray that fosters the fusion of spirit and matter, is, according to the Ageless Wisdom, just beginning to pour into our planet, and we'll have a cycle of 2,000 years in duration. And I think that's going to make us look at the material realm more and more as an expression of spirit. In other words, to see the natural world as equally divine, and to not only see God out there somewhere apart from our world, but also to see the divine presence in the world. To me, this is why the science of ecology is so significant in the last 20 or 30 years. It has really caught on the awakening of our responsibility for the planet and the beauty of our planet that's being so threatened by our selfish ways. And I think what you said about the practice of seeking God as an abstract reality, you didn't put it quite in those terms, but that is really what the past age of 2,000 years was all about. The sixth ray of devotion and idealism established this capacity in human consciousness to aspire to an ideal and to an abstraction. And I think it was a necessary stage in human development that we lifted our eyes off of terra firma and could conceptualize an abstract concept, an ideal, and live and literally die for it.
Yes, and that there again is expansion of consciousness and that quality of the sixth ray to give us the capacity to idealize and to build ideals based on very deep spiritual ideas. And those deep spiritual ideas were impressed upon human consciousness, and we've stepped them down and made them into ideals that we can live with and die for, as you say. And that's a tremendously awakening capacity that we have. And now with the seventh ray coming in more to prominence, as you say, we're going to... That is the ray that brings the closer relationship between spirit and dense matter. Mm-hmm. And that's why science is beginning to look into the density, right into the very atom of substance itself, and to study it from that angle.
And I think science is also expanding our understanding of the energy component beneath or substanding matter. I'm talking about the etheric realm, the ether, to use a word that's questionable today, and yet I think it's really quite accurate, the energy body that permeates all forms, including your rock. Science is beginning to explore that realm. Einstein was able to recognize it in his formula, E equals MC squared. And Alice Bailey made an interesting insight. She pointed out that science and religion are joining hands in the world of the unseen and the intangible. Science isn't only concerned with the dense matter. It's more and more dwelling or exploring intangible realms, far space, and tiny, tiny crystals, and human genome projects, and DNA. It's getting more and more insubstantial, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and I think we have to realize, too, that this great duality of between spirit and matter, and Blavatsky talks about this in The Secret Doctrine, but they are one and the same, and there is spirit on the one hand, pure spirit, and that at the other pole, the opposite pole, is dense matter, and they are actually one of one polarity, one pole that is more refined at one end, at the top end, and at the dense end, it's the densest part of spirit. So it is these spirit and matter, these two polarities that are coming together, and more and more, and science is kind of exploring the way through these.
Alice Bailey made another interesting comment about spirituality. She said that the spiritual has little reference to religion, but it can also be seen in sound economics, in clear humanitarianism, in education, in the sense of drawing forth. Educate means to draw forth the soul within a person. and in all efforts towards human betterment and human unity through agencies like the United Nations and so on. All of this is deeply spiritual. And when we say, as some people do, that the present times are an irreligious time, when people have turned away from the church and so on, I don't think that's true. I think for many, the old religious traditions have been used up and found a bit wanting, and they are exploring in other realms.
Sure. I mean, many people are seeking. They're real seekers today, and they're seeking better answers, I think, that science and, well, esoteric studies in the Alice Bailey books can provide. And that's why they may not be, they may be turning, or appear to be turning away from the churches, but they're actually seeking out, you know, the truer spiritual teachings that are still there. So, I mean, they're not turning away from religion. They're just changing their definition of religion, I think.
And maybe in the times to come, there will be a new approach to religion that will provide a more subtle and appropriate approach to God for the coming cycle. I don't think we will ever do away with the existing religions, but the beauty that they offer will be retained, but perhaps some of the old rituals and customs that have become a bit empty will be set aside. I don't know. I think the religious impulse will always be with us, but it isn't the only path to God. I guess that's what we're trying to say in this discussion. There are many paths that lead to the divine, including art, science, culture, and another one that we haven't touched on, psychology. Alice Bailey said science and religion are producing the latest of the sciences, which we call psychology, the study of the human soul, which is the study of God within the human being. That also is, in its sense, deeply spiritual. I suppose there's much more we can say, but another time.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. It includes extracts on spirituality, so you'll be able to take a further look, a more in-depth look at today's topic through looking at Ponder on This. Ponder on This is available for $19, so send a check or money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Ponder on This. Just mention that you heard about it on Inner Sight. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.